After a well-received run in 2021, Brad Hearn returns with his show, looking at the funny side of living with hearing disability. Brad has been hearing impaired since birth, but, apparently he was funny shortly after that when he realised just how quiet everybody was. Brad joins me in the studio now to talk about his new show as part of Fringe called Definitive. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Joe. It's wonderful to be here.
Wow, mate, how exciting that Fringe is on and taking place this year. Great to be on stage as a comedian, right?
Well, yeah, definitely. We're very lucky here in WA to be able to be doing Fringe World this year, and it's great to be able to be on stage and bringing this show to people again. So everyone should be getting out and enjoying the fun while we can.
Well, and COVID, as we're having a little bit of a yarn before, COVID, it must present some very interesting challenges for the hearing impaired, because those goddamn face masks.
Yeah.
I mean, we love them, gotta have them, but it kind of makes lip reading a little bit hard.
Yeah, it does present some interesting challenges. Able to lip read, you probably have to have a fun time getting people to repeat themselves.
It's taken away your social superpower, though.
It does, but on the flip side, it's also a great leveler because, like, with everyone wearing face masks, I think it's kind of like everyone else gets a bit of a taste of what I go through all the time because they can't exactly everyone either. So it's kind of like a bit of, like, on the down low, a bit of a secret joy. It's like, all right, now you kind of know what I have to go through every day.
has it seen a higher uptake of Auslan with your friends?
I don't know if it's a result of COVID or not, but I have actually noticed a few people, like, signing up for Auslan courses. I've seen a couple of my friends do that recently, and also people trying to sign. And also, yeah, it's an interesting side effect of the
of the whole epidemic itself. I mean, here is a different group that is affecting in a very different way.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about the show that you're dishing up for us this year at Fringe.
This is a show I performed last year. And before that, I kind of, like, didn't do a Fringe show for a couple of years and took some time to collect my thoughts and write all this down, but it's kind of tracks by the funny situations I've lived with through most of my life, like being hearing impaired, like talking about what it was like growing up as a kid being hearing impaired, and how it translates into being an adult, and that sort of thing. All of kind of like the quirky little things that people might not realise. One of the things I talk about, speaking of COVID, one of the things I talk about is when I'm wandering around in town and it's all really quiet, I'm never really sure whether it's a lockdown or whether it's me, like whether I need to change my hearing aid batteries or put on a mask or what the situation is, type of thing. So it's that sort of thing.
Well, I guess in the COVID experience, it's all about your attitude, because, I mean, it would be easy as a comedian to get pretty down about things. I mean, it's been hard to, keep gigs. It's been easy to get them, but when things are locked down, it's been hard to get on stage. How hard is it to stay funny?
You've got to work at it. It's like a muscle, I guess, any sort of thing, any other sort of muscle you might have. If you've got to, you either use it or you lose it. But it's not as a comedian, we kind of like, once you kind of like turn that thing on, it's hard to turn it off. Like when I started doing comedy, I'm sure a lot of comedians will relate, once you start doing comedy, you start looking at the world a different way. So even through the pandemic, like, I think a lot of comedians have like seen the funny side of it in a way. So it is depressing when you can't perform, but I think a lot of comedians have found new and innovative ways to deal with that as well. I know on the East Coast, a lot of them be doing a lot of online gigs when they can't perform. We've been very lucky in WA.
Have you had to do one of those? That must be weird.
I did one of them. It is kind of like weird. It wasn't really something that I would be in a hurry to do again, but I can appreciate why they'd want to do it. I know a couple of people who've done quite a few of them and found innovative different things to do. Yeah, it is kind of weird when you're just standing there like in your study, kind of like doing your kind of spot to your iPad. It's a little bit strange. But it's nice that we can still get comedy out to people when that happens. As I said, like, we've been pretty lucky here in WA, so we don't have to do it too often. But like, I'm pretty sure that it's been like a useful avenue for people in other areas where they've been locked down.
Now, with the big luscious lineup that is Fringe and the Fringe comedy performances, a comedian like you who's out and about all the time must have a fave. Who would you like, besides yourself, of course, and everyone's going to be signing up to come and see Brad Hearn?
Yeah,
who would you recommend we go and check? That's part of Fringe this year.
Well, I like to play favourites. it's kind of like having kids. Like, they're all my favourites type of thing. But I have been fortunate enough to see some good shows, which I'd recommend so far this year. I went and saw Andrew Silverwood's show in the Pleasure Garden, and that was really good. And he's doing a couple of different shows, so you can probably look him up and see what he's going to be doing. I was lucky enough to go and see Matt Storer's show, Hot Nonsense. I'm not sure if that's still going, but that was really great. It's kind of musical comedy type thing. I really enjoyed that. If you're after something that's like a little bit quite fringy and a little bit out there but always enjoyable, then at the Laugh Resort, they have Thomas Ford's show, which I think is called Campfire Jamboree, something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like singing songs and making mirth and all that sort of thing. So, like, and he's a really cool guy. So that's definitely a good show to go check out.
Cool, man. How are Brad Hearn's three hot tips? Man, I hope you all got hold of those. Now, where can people catch Definitive?
Okay, so Definitive is on from the 27th to the 29th of January at 6 p.m. at the Nostalgia Box in Northbridge, which is just near the TAFE Library.
Right.
The interesting thing is the Nostalgia Box is actually a video game library most of the time.
Right.
So they have retro video games. So you can like come and see my show, then you get to play Mario Kart or something like that. So like, come for the comedy, stay for the retro video games.
As if you needed an extra reason, but what a damn fine extra good reason.
And it's fully air conditioned, so like leave the hot weather behind, come and have a laugh and play video games.
Oh, you've got me hooked. Brad Hearn, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us on the record about Definitive, and good luck with your performances.
Oh, thanks a lot. It's nice to be here.
That's Brad Hearn, comedian, writer and performer of the show Definitive. Also part of Fringe World, so make sure you get in and check out Brad's show.